Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. JDU Chief Nitish Kumar sworn in as Bihar Chief Minister for record 10th time at Patna's historic Gandhi Maidan. 26 ministers also take oath as part of the new state government. Supreme Court says timelines cannot be imposed for president and governors to grant assent to bills. India records highest ever defence production of 1,54,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. Stage all set for 56th edition of International Film Festival of India to begin in Goa this evening. And Indian golfer Deeksha Dagar clinches gold medal at Deaflympics in Tokyo today. And now the news in detail. Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar took oath for the 10th time as the Chief Minister of Bihar this morning.
I, Nitish Kumar, do solemnly affirm that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of India as by law established. I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of India. I will discharge my duties as the Chief Minister of the State of Bihar faithfully and to the best of my conscience. And I will do justice to all manner of people without fear or favor, affection or ill will, in accordance with the Constitution and the law.
Bihar Governor Arif Muhammad Khan administered the oath of office in secrecy to him. The swearing-in ceremony was held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, JP Nadda, Chirag Paswan and several other top leaders of the NDA were present on the occasion. A total of 27 ministers, including Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, took oath as ministers in the new Bihar government. BJP leaders including Samrat Chaudhary, Vijay Kumar Sinha, Dilip Jaiswal, Mangal Pandey, Nitin Nabin and Ram Kripal Yadav have taken oath as ministers in the Nitish Kumar's cabinet, while JDU's Leshi Singh, Shrovan Kumar, Bijendra Prasad Yadav, Zama Khan and Ashok Chaudhary also took oath as ministers. In the recently concluded Bihar Assembly polls, NDA had achieved a landslide victory by clinching 202 seats in the 243-member house. In NDA, BJP registered victory on 89 Assembly seats, JDU on 85 seats, LJPR on 19, Hindustani Awam Morcha on 5 and Rashtriya Lok Morcha on 4 Assembly segments. The opposition's Mahagathbandhan won only 35 seats in the election. More from our correspondent.
In a landmark development in Bihar's political landscape, Nitish Kumar was sworn in as Chief Minister for the 10th time at a grand ceremony held at Gandhi Maidan in Patna. This follows the National Democratic Alliance securing a decisive mandate with 202 seats in the recently concluded assembly elections. Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha were administered the oath of office as Deputy Chief Ministers. A total of 26 ministers were inducted the new cabinet, including Bijendra Prasad Yadav, Shravan Kumar, Mangal Pandey, Dr. Dilip Jaiswal, Ashok Chaudhary, Nitin Namin, Ram Kripal Yadav and Shreyasi Singh among others. Ashish Ranjan, Akashwani News, Patna.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Nitish Kumar on swearing in as the Chief Minister of Bihar today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that Mr. Kumar is an experienced administrator with a proven track record of effective governance and wished him success for the new term. He also congratulated Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha on assuming office as deputy chief ministers, highlighting their extensive grassroots work and commitment to public service. Mr. Modi also conveyed his best wishes to all newly inducted ministers in the Bihar government, describing it as a capable and dedicated team poised to lead the state towards new heights. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the development of tribal communities and the development of the nation are complementary to each other. Addressing a function organized in Ambikapur city of Chhattisgarh today, on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, the president said the contribution of tribal communities forms a glorious chapter in the history of India. She stated that tribal culture is our heritage and identity, and it is our duty to preserve it.
छत्तीसगढ़ में लगभग एक तिहाई जनसंख्या जनजातीय समुदाय की है। राज्य एवं देश का विकास और जनजातीय समाज का विकास एक दूसरे के पूरक है। जनजातीय समुदाय का योगदान भारत के इतिहास का गौरवशाली अध्याय है। भारत लोकतंत्र की जननी है।
The Supreme Court today held that the court cannot impose any timelines for decisions of the President and the Governor on granting assent to bills under Articles 200 and 201 of the Constitution. A five-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice B.R. Gavai unanimously held that it would be against the interest of federalism if the Governor, without following due process under Article 200 that empowers a Governor to provide assent to bills passed by Assembly, is allowed to withhold bills. The opinion came in response to a presidential reference seeking clarity on the timelines for gubernatorial and presidential assent after a two-judge bench of the Supreme Court in the Tamil Nadu bills case declared Governor R. N. Ravi's prolonged inaction on 10 bills as illegal and arbitrary and set a three-month deadline for presidential and gubernatorial approval of bills passed by the legislature for a second time. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today said that over the past decade, India has established itself as a major player in the health research and pharmaceutical sector internationally. In his video message at the National One Health Assembly 2025, Mr. Nadda said the country has emerged as an innovation hub driven by advancements in technology, strong research capabilities and a rapidly growing ecosystem of startups. The minister highlighted that the launch of the National One Health Mission is one of the prominent examples of India's pandemic preparedness as it brings together 16 central and state ministries and departments to work together for protecting the health of humans, animals and the environment.
India has established itself as a major player in the health research and pharmaceutical sector internationally. Our scientists, researchers have contributed to the global well-being. India's vaccine leadership has been exceptional. We developed indigenous COVID-19 vaccines like Covaxin, Covishield, Corbevax, and the world's first intranasal vaccine and supplied vaccines to more than 100 countries.
India has recorded its highest ever defence production of 1,54,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. The defence exports has also reached a record 23,622 crores in 2024-25 from less than 1,000 crore rupees in 2014. The upward trajectory in defence production is the result of continued government support over the past decade in the form of huge allocation and policy level support extended to country's military industrial base. In a major step towards protecting consumer interest in the digital marketplace, 26 leading e-commerce platforms have voluntarily submitted self-declaration letters confirming compliance with the Guidelines for Prevention and Regulation of Dark Patterns 2023. Consumer Affairs Ministry said this development marks a significant milestone in India's efforts to curb deceptive online design practices that mislead or manipulate consumers. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the 9th pre-budget consultation with the experts and stakeholders from the tourism and hospitality sector in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2026-27 in New Delhi today. The meeting was also attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Secretaries of Department of Economic Affairs, Ministry of Tourism and Chief Economic Advisor to the Government. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will open with a spectacular parade at 4 p.m. in Goa today. This is the first time that the festival is opening with a parade, replacing the traditional indoor opening ceremony. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, is inaugurating the Waves Film Bazaar at Panji. He is joined by Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju, renowned actors Bala Krishna and Anupam Kher, and other dignitaries. Our correspondent captures the excitement before the parade in this report.
The Art atmosphere is abuzz with lots of enthusiasm. The air is alive with the whispers of cinematic legends. The opening grand parade will be meandering through the picturesque streets of Panaji. A spectacle to behold, it will be showcasing India's rich film heritage through majestic tableaus from different states, including Goa. IFFI 2025 parade will be a grand opening to a grand festival, promising a week-long celebration of cinema, music and dance. With over 240 films from 81 countries, including 13 world premieres, 5 international premieres and 46 Asian premieres, the festival is set to be a cinematic extravaganza like no other. With Adarsh, this is Saira Mujtaba, Akashvani News, Panaji, Goa.
The 7th meeting of the National Security Advisors, NSAs, of the Colombo Security Conclave began in New Delhi this morning. NSA Ajit Doval is hosting his counterparts from member states including Maldives, Mauritius, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. Seychelles is participating as an observer state and Malaysia as a guest. Addressing the conclave, Mr. Doval said that Colombo Security Conclave has gained immense significance today in the midst of a rapidly changing and challenging global security environment. The NSA added that as the country is connected by shared maritime geography, it is the responsibility of the member states to ensure stability, security and safety of the region.
The ocean is our biggest heritage. It is the engine that propels our economies. As countries joined by shared maritime geographies, it is our responsibility to ensure the safety, security and stability of the region.
India has expanded its visa on arrival facility for UAE nationals to include Cochin, Calicut and Ahmedabad international airports. With this move, UAE citizens now have access to visa on arrival at 9 major entry points across India. Earlier, the facility was available at centres in New Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Kochi. The facility is available exclusively to UAE nationals who have previously obtained an Indian e-visa or a regular paper visa. A report.
This facility of visa on arrival is available exclusively to UAE nationals who have previously obtained an Indian e-visa or a regular paper visa. Travelers are required to fill out the visa on arrival application form upon arrival and submit it along with the disembarkation card, which can also be completed online through the Indian government's e-visa portal or Indian Visa Suswagatham mobile application. UAE citizens arriving in India under this scheme may stay up to 60 days and can enter for tourism, business, conferences or medical purposes. This visa allows double entry with 60-day period. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
And in sports, Indian golfer Deeksha Dagar came up with a superb 11-under in the last round to win by a huge margin and clinch the gold medal at the Deaflympics in Tokyo today. The 24-year-old, who had represented the country at the 2017 Deaflympics when the sport was included in the event for the very first time and returned with a silver, finally took the top podium spot at the Vakasu Golf Links thanks to her clinical putting. In the ongoing World Boxing Cup, a total of 15 Indians, 8 women and 7 men will be in action at Greater Noida today. So far, the hosts have secured 20 medals in 20 weight categories, with 15 pugilists entering finals. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, extended initial gains and were trading over 0.5% higher in afternoon trade today. The Sensex climbed 477 points to 85,663, while the Nifty rose 156 points to 26,209, trading slightly below from its record high level. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. JDU Chief Nitish Kumar sworn in as Bihar Chief Minister for record 10th time at Patna's historic Gandhi Maidan. 26 ministers also take oath as part of the new state government. Supreme Court says timelines cannot be imposed for president and governors to grant assent to bills. India records highest ever defence production of 1,54,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. Stage all set for 56th edition of International Film Festival of India to begin in Goa this evening. And Indian golfer Deeksha Dagar clinches gold medal at Deaflympics in Tokyo today. And with that, we end the midday news.